The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Thursday that sure does feel like a Friday. You know, Dom, we've shared a few memories through the years. Few better than like 5 years ago this week. Red Hot Chili Peppers, baby.
Summerfest, yes.
Yeah, you took me for our mutual birthday, but you bought the tickets. I think that's the first and only gift I ever remember getting from you.
I hope you remember it well, man.
It was a memorable gift. I did enjoy it. But here's what I would say about the 4th of July. I freaking hate this weekend because of the fireworks. And my dogs lose their freaking mind. And I don't mean that like it's a ha-ha thing. Like my pit bull is going to be freaked out for the next 6 weeks of her life. Yeah, I think she literally had a brain seizure, fell off the couch on her head last year. She was so disoriented from the booms. And hope she fares better this year. We're going to have to get her some edibles or something.
Oh, poor Winnie. Right. Give her something to calm her down, man. They got doggy drugs. Hell, ask Ron Johnson. He's probably got a whole drawer full of something.
I'm going to help her try all the drugs because she is miserable at this time of year. Yeah, coming. You know what's coming. I haven't heard a lot of the, and are fireworks illegal in this state? You know what I mean? We all tolerate our neighbors like blowing crap up in the street, but it is illegal, right?
Oh, come on. Yes.
There are greater crimes, no doubt, but somebody always
in them. Yes.
Are you okay if they're out there shooting off their pistolas out in the street?
Well, I think that's a little different. But no, I hear you, man. I remember I was gone out of town one time. I still lived up in the Fox Valley area, and a friend of mine was watching my dog, Marley, the Akita, and he was the same, man. He freaked out.
That was your last good dog.
Yes. And one of my neighbors was, had a trunk full of stuff, and all the kids were out, and he was just going nuts. And my dog, got out and just started running, and he just freaked out. And so hours later, they, found him near the road, shaking, and, corralled him and got him back to the house. But yeah, this time of year is really tough on the pup. So perhaps some, doggy drugs.
And veterans, PTSD. Some people actually, that's a real thing. They've been in war zones. And, when you blow off explosives in the neighborhood, it can be unsettling. So a grievance, I'm expressing it early before you blow half your hand off, getting drunk and thinking you're cool for the neighborhood kids. Think twice. Don't do it. Leave the jackassery to us, the trained professionals.
Come on. You have in your life, you ever buy the fireworks out of the back of the truck, man, from somebody who knew somebody, and you got all this stuff that
I'm not saying wasn't in English,
and you started lighting them all off and doing all sorts of crazy things.
Or shooting bottle rockets at your buddies, or
aiming Roman candles at each other. Even. Roman candle wars. Yes, of course. We're professional kids. Don't try it at home.
I've heard, youthful indiscretions, Tom. Nothing I would do in adulthood.
And when did you become an adult exactly?
I only left and I also feel a strong sense of connection to the great state of Wisconsin. But at a certain time in my life, I was displaced. I was moved to North Carolina where my mom's family was. And a neighbor guy, I won't even tell you what he had painted on the side of his black pickup truck.
I remember,
But this guy goes walking around the neighborhood with the neighborhood kids. He's Peter Piper, right? And my mom's like, well, that's the custom. Let me and my brother go with, right? When in Rome, when in Gardner, North Carolina, have the neighbor guy lead them all around and set off M60s in the storm sewers. He would literally blow the freaking manhole covers. You'd see him blow up off the road.
When in Rome.
And I'm like, maybe 11. And I'm thinking, no, this is truly some moronic jackassery. Somebody's going to get hurt here. I hope it's not me.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
M80s or M60s? I thought you mean an M80, right? M80s?
You're probably better with the, the
M80s. It's no quarter stick, but, it'll get the job done.
M80s, yeah, they were whatever the big ones were, the big red ones with
the little fat ones with the fat wick on them. Yeah,
M80s. Yeah, those things. You'll definitely blow your thumb off.
They make toilets explode.
The flip side of that story is when I was a entrepreneurial youth, a little bit older than that story, I used to buy bricks of firecrackers and sell them up at the campgrounds. And I'd buy a brick of firecrackers, and I don't know how many, 50 packs, something like that, you know, made in China kind of brick.
It's great, man. Love that smell.
Well, I'd sell those firecrackers to all the kids, you know, age me damned. You got a buck, you know, I'd sell it for a buck.
Lighter
a pack.
Cost an extra $2, man.
A what does?
A lighter. And a first aid kit, 10.
You know, by the end of it, I almost covered my copay. But, you know, I made some real money. You know, I got a couple of bricks and, you know, selling them for like a buck a pack. And
I got a couple of bricks in college, too. So I made some money on that as well.
And nobody got hurt.
No, not at all.
Few hearts broken, but nobody got hurt. 844-967-2789. A Thursday that feels like Friday. Join us in our grievances. Don't do the fireworks this weekend. Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
Doing great. And check with your vet for the dog. There's some prescription meds that you can give to a dog, you know, for immediate action. It'll help soothe the dog.
Well, Winnie, got a dog, but he's on. Winnie conked her head so bad last year. She was having neurological results after the fact for like weeks. She could barely walk. My wife was crazy scared the dog was dying. I mean, it's part of the family. She's more committed to that dog than me, I guarantee it.
I love that dog.
Yeah, my dog's a hunting dog, so he's used to loud noises, but he doesn't really like the fireworks either, but he's doesn't seriously freak out. He kind of looks out, says, what the heck's going on? And I just say, don't worry about it to the dog, and he settles down. But, I mean, that it can be a serious issue for dogs.
You live a little farther out, man. I got a park across the street for me. If there's not a bird in dumpster by midnight on the 4th of July, Mark, someone's just not trying.
But they got fire in the water that's like a half mile away, so that's loud enough even at my house so I can hear it and see it.
Fire in the water? You live in Ohio? I thought it was Sauk County.
Sauk City always has the fire in the water, I think on the Wisconsin River there, fireworks display, traditionally.
What I would do, Mark, is buy up a couple of bricks of firecrackers and sell them to all the young kids on the sides, and then get out of there before they start popping fingers off.
Yeah, it's but getting the serious side. I mean, it's just pretty horrific what Ron Johnson is doing. I mean, he's just the truth just means nothing to Ron Johnson. I mean
It seems,
and Mark, I never believed in Ron Johnson.
Mark, it seems it's not just Ron Johnson, though. I mean, whatever's in the water over at the mega cult, man, don't drink the water, because Trump's the same way. Truthless. There is no frame of reference. There's no moral basis for these things. I mean, the guy just lied and said another lie and another lie, and he'll just keep on going and totally ignore the fact that he this first lie he lied about.
Okay, I have a semi-serious question for both you, Mark, and Dominic. Would Ron Johnson be the kind of guy that would take an M80 and throw it down a storm sewer?
Oh, yes. Then he'd lie about doing it.
You're right. What do you think, Dom?
I think you're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Make sure you take care of those dogs and make sure you don't take all your doggies' drugs. 844-967-2789. Britt from Eureka, you are up. Welcome, Britt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Britt.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon, John.
Yeah, represent Northern California.
Yes, sir, you know it, yeah. Hey, listen, I got a beef with the Supreme Court. I'm pretty outraged at the decision they came out with today, telling the EPA that they can't regulate greenhouse gases. I mean, what is going on with that Supreme Court?
Well, they're just selling out their credibility for partisan outcomes. And Britt, we've lived through this dynamic here in our state because the Supreme Court is a elective sort of thing. And we effectively saw a toss-up Supreme Court race where you know they found 11,000 votes and it got really ugly, but the justices are nearly transparent now. They stopped worrying about things like precedent, man. It's just whatever side our team's on, we'll
find a way.
The ruling to support our partisan means.
Right, sure. If you already have an outcome in mind, and then you just have to go back and look at the law and find some little legal pocket that you can fit repealing Roe into, like going back to saying that precedent should be based on the mid-1800s for constitutional rulings, I think that's outrageous. I mean, what I really want to see, if this Supreme Court is going to go back to the middle 1800s, you know what we ought to do? We ought to make that Supreme Court go back to wearing the white powdered wigs that they all wore back in the 1800s.
I'm pretty sure Jenny makes Clarence put one on almost every Saturday night.
I'm sure he does. Oh my, yes. Yeah, the Supreme Court is an outrage, and I don't know exactly what the solution is, but their credibility is out the window. Hopefully, I'm guessing even your Supreme Court in Wisconsin has more credibility than the Supreme.
It's gotten better with one swingy conservative, but quite frankly, if we had a quote-unquote liberal majority, and I hate to put it that way, Britt, because I don't want my team to win just because we got four appointees on the court or four elected from my side of the aisle. I mean, there have been times where I see the merits. Hell, man, I saw the merits of the Act 10 lawsuit, and I realized I didn't think it was going to be successful. Act 10 was how they stripped the unions of the rights. Well, they had the legal right to do it. Now, whether or not it was good policy or good karma or good for other human beings? Well, absolutely not, Britt. But our courts used to at least try to find, you know, some sort of legal mooring. And then it got so bad here, Britt, it looks like the U.S. Supreme Court, where every decision was predetermined before you even knew they took the case.
That's an outrage. It really is just a reflection of how bad the partisan division has carried over, not just beyond our, congressional politics, but has gone into the judiciary. I mean, it's really an outrage to think that, you know, the one part of our a triumvirate part of government is the judiciary, which has always been considered to be above the partisan.
I know, but are you sure about that, though? I mean, this is what I wonder, Britt. That wasn't, I don't know if that was always the case. I mean, look at some of those decisions. I mean, Cornyn brought up what? Plessy Ferguson versus Brown versus Board of Education. You know, I think there's always been that political underpinning to the court, so that's why it's expanded and retracted, and I guess we're in the expansion mode, man. The only way to deal with this is to expand the court. The majority of people are not down with what this court is delivering, so we need to change the court.
I agree. One quick thing I wanted to point out is that with the court the way it is right now, it's a case of they just put people on the court that are going to make decisions based on their partisan politics. If you look back to justices that like Reagan put into place, there were plenty of decisions that nominees, Supreme Court justices that Reagan put in, where they were very much deciding things on a legal basis and not at all taking politics into play. It's really only been since you got that dumbag Trump who got into office, who said, I'm going to put, you know, pro-Roe justices in place and not just pick the best juror who could make a, you know, the kind of the legal call.
Britt, but you missed the broader point. Clarence Thomas has been there the whole time. Now it's Clarence's time down there. You know what I mean? They've turned the court so far to the right where now he's part of the majority.
Oh, you mean Mr. Jenny Thomas? That guy?
Yeah, the guy that wears the wig on Saturday nights.
Yeah, that guy.
Come back with us. You know, so many thoughts that are not FCC worthy. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Please join us. Keep it clean. 844-967-2789.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
Well, when in Rome.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Everybody's doing it.